See that single point of very hot, very dense matter? It contains all the energy of the universe, and it's about to expand at an astonishing rate.
Here. Better put these on. Hearing protectors. Because it's
the Big Bang.
The piggy bank?
No, the Big Bang.
The ding dang?
The Big Bang.
Oh.
Now, what you're about to witness took place over billions of years. Oh, boy. Better take cover.
All right, universe, you're cleared for takeoff. Come on. Come. Bill? Bill Nye? Bill Nye, the science guy? Bill?
Ancestors is about to make an important discovery, one that will spark the progress of civilization. See? We discovered fire! And we're really on our way! Today.
Thanks, Phil. You can just drop me back at Jeopardy. I think I'm ready to get back to the game and kick Judy's big
old... But wait! To play the game, you have to know where energy comes from. You have to know where it's gonna come from and how to use it more wisely. See, this is a really big story.
You heard the man. This is a big story. From now on, we're dreaming in widescreen. Wider! Wider! I sound like a dentist, don't I? Hook everybody, rinse and spit! Just kidding, not you, sir. Thank you.
We'll start with the sun. It's where most of our energy comes from, and it's at the heart of some bright ideas for tomorrow.
Like what, Bill Nye the Science Guy?
Like solar energy. Solar mirrors are one way to convert the sun's energy into electricity. Today, we're using the clean energy of moving air, wind, to generate electricity.
Well, then why don't we just get a bunch of wind farmers to harvest a big old crop of wind?
We're starting to, where it's windy. But remember, to power a whole city, you need a whole lot of windmills.
And when the wind stops blowing, we'd be left in the dark, wouldn't we?
No way. We just switch to another source of energy.
I'm guessing this big red rock isn't gonna give us energy when we need it.
No, but this big gray wall might. It's clean and efficient.
I know this one. Come on, quiz me.
Okay. Hydroelectric power plants convert the energy of falling water into electricity and are renewed by this natural resource.
What is rain?
Correct. Let's hitch a ride with the solid fossil fuel.
Oh, I know this one. What is coal?
Correct. And we've discovered 2 centuries worth.
Whoa. What about global warming?
It's a hot topic with lots of questions. And it's one of the big reasons scientists are working on ways to burn fuel like coal more efficiently than ever. Ellen, what do you know about gas?
Well, if your stomach's bothering you, I could get you some club soda.
No.
Oh, you mean natural gas.
It's clean burning. And at the rate we're going, we're set for about 60 years.
60 years? That's only 10 more years than 50. 20 more than 40. 30 more
don't,
than...
Don't worry. We're always finding more natural gas all the time. But we do need to use it wisely. So, Ellen, how long have you been driving?
Whoa!
Sorry, pal. Alrighty, what's next? Oh, what is black gold, Texas tea, swimming pools, movie stars? What is the Beverly Hillbillies? I mean, what is oil?
Right, it's our main source of energy, and we found enough to last at least 50 years.
That's all?
We're far from running on empty. We've got some pretty far out ways of finding more. Satellites are one of the tools we use in our search for hidden deposits, but there are others.
Really? You know, Houston, I think we have a problem.
That's because many of the easily reached petroleum deposits have already been tapped.
Hello?
Most new discoveries will come from once inaccessible or hard to reach places.
Wait just a minute, there's oil here?
Actually, the oil is buried way deep under the ocean floor.
Oh, well, then I guess we can't get to it. So, where to next?
Oh, hey, don't give up. We can reach the oil with offshore drilling platforms like this. We're going in. Dive!
Bill?
Dive!
Bill?
Dive!
Bill?
Some drilling platforms are so tall, they would tower over the Empire State Building. I mean, that's big!
Oh, great. Just what my nightmare needs. Big old human munching, bone crunching, Ellen lunching shark. Take her up, Captain! Rise! Rise! Where are we now?
The world of atomic power! See, today we take atoms like these and split them apart to release energy. It's called fission. Hold on! Nuclear energy is expensive and highly controversial.
So I guess there's never going to be just one answer.
But if we keep using our brain power, we'll have lots of choices for the future. Maybe even unlock the power of the stars. Fusion power!
I'm beginning to see the light.
Actually, I think it's double Jeopardy, Ellen.
All right, ladies. You will recall that our final Jeopardy category on today's program is the future of energy. And so if you're ready, here is the final Jeopardy answer for you. This is the one source of power that will never run out. Good luck.
like to have your own energy nightmare, place a self-addressed stamped envelope under your pillow. Or check us out on the web at www.energynightmare.game.
Will Judy remain our Jeopardy champion, or will Ellen take the lead? We'll know momentarily.
Some contestants on Jeopardy will receive a year's supply of energy. Energy, you make the world go round.
Once again, the answer is, this is the one source of power that will never run out.
Time's up, players. Let's see how well you did. Judy, we'll start with you. You wrote down nothing.
That's correct, Alex, because there is no answer.
Well, actually, you're wrong. Let's take a look at your wager. Oh, that's too bad. You risked everything you had, and that means you lose $17,800, and you wind up with nothing. Let's go down to Ellen now and see what she came up with as a response to our final Jeopardy clue. Ellen?
What is brain power, Alex?
You are correct. And your wager? You too risked everything, but you double your score to $35,600, and that makes you, Ellen, our new Jeopardy champion. Congratulations.
The winner. I am the winner.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow as Jeopardy Thrill Seekers Week continues.
So that's how I became an energy expert. Again, expert may not be the exact right word, more expert-ish. Anyway, I've got to go. Look out for the dinosaur! Kidding. I'm a kidder. Bye-bye now.